So where are we? We have four different threats to America that require four completely different security approaches. The old big war, gang war, then the poor. The poor have legitimate grievances. We invaded Haiti to keep them there. Okay? And yet 10 years after leaving Haiti, we still haven't built Route 9. In Afghanistan, after all the hullabaloo about building the road and restoring the economy from Kabul to Kandahar to Herat, we ended up with 1 inch of asphalt to pretend that we had done the road. Okay, this is bullshit. It should not be escaping the notice of the public. The media sucks at doing constructive criticism. With the exception of Seymour Hersh and Robert Young Pelton, and on a good day, Tom Friedman. What? Yeah, I love Pelton. He's spoken at my conference several times. He is absolutely the best. And for a good time, read The World's Most Dangerous Places. And he's got a website, comebackalive.com. Robert is one of the guys I really like. Now, I did a crosswalk of all this conflict I've just talking about against how the Pentagon is actually spending your taxpayer dollar. I have bad news. Not only are they transferring money from your pocket to corporation pockets, but it's only useful 10% of the time. The other 90% of the time, everything the Pentagon is buying is completely irrelevant and is preventing us from making other investments, okay, such as if I were advising a president, I would still spend $500 billion a year on national security, but I would take big war down by 50%. $250 billion is still a lot of money. We're spending as much money on our military as the next 25 countries put together, including Russia, China, India, and Pakistan. Okay, this makes no sense to me. It's money badly spent. I would increase Special Operations Command to $75 billion, or 15%, and I would add a white hat capability to deliver food, water, and medicine in extremis under combat conditions. General Zinni's book with Tom Clancy, I stopped reading Clancy long ago, but with Zinni's name on the book, I bought it and it was great. I reviewed it. Zinni has learned that the fastest way to stop violence is to deliver food. The U.S. government hasn't figured that out yet. Okay, the U.S. government does not believe in delivering food or sewing machines. They just like to deliver bullets. The problem is they don't know who to kill. And we don't do manhunts well. Now, St. Peace, I really had high hopes for Colin Powell, and I have to tell you, I think he Uncle Tommed himself into obscurity. The man really betrayed us all. I wanted Colin Powell to get $100 billion a year to run peace war and to actually be good at going out there with state, USIA, we should reconstitute it, the Peace Corps times five, economic aid. This yesterday morning I talked about what $100 million can buy. $100 million can buy a Navy ship of war with all of its ammunition, or it can buy an Army brigade with its tanks and artillery, or it can buy 1,000 diplomats, or it can buy 10,000 Peace Corps workers, or it can buy a water desalination plant that can desalinate 100 million cubic meters of water a year in the Middle East, or it can buy 1 day of war in the Middle East over water. Okay, Israel, to take one simple, mindless example, Israeli agriculture is producing 3% of Israel's gross domestic product and consuming 50% of the water that it's stealing from the Arabs. This is not smart. This is extremely selfish, and it's extremely destabilizing to the entire region. We need a regional water authority for the Middle East, and we need a demilitarized zone with the Palestinians, and we actually have to create two entire new generations that live in peace from kindergarten upwards. The Israelis and the Palestinians that are alive today do not know the concept of peace. They're incapable of executing it. And then finally, here at home, we need to really put money into education, public health, port security is a nightmare, borders, and then intelligence. Citizens have to know who to call, and then they have to be listened to when they do call. We're in trouble because the public has tuned out. I guarantee you we will have one or two more 9/11s in America before the public takes this seriously. I wrote a book on this slide, The New Craft of Intelligence. The U.S. government has no idea what other governments have said in the last 200 years on any given issue. We simply don't have a historical database. And one of my highest priorities is to create a digital historical database of public statements by other governments. So, for example, on the Spratly Islands, I want to have a website, and I click on it, and I issue Spratly Islands. I see what the Chinese have said, what the Filipinos have said, what the Vietnamese have said, what the Australians have said. And then I can click on a different view, and for each country, I can see past, current, near future, far future estimated, right? We can do that today with the technology we have. We simply don't have the political will to be serious about substantive information. Global coverage, you can't do it alone. You have to have teams. National intelligence, I've realized, I've had my aha experience, that national intelligence merely means all of us. It doesn't mean just the spies. And we still need spies and secrecy, but they have to be narrowly focused and they have to be successful.